Business Time, Madison Reedy is in with us now. Morena.
Morena, Susie.
Now, first of all, let's catch up with what's going on the market.
Yes, Wall Street is a sea of red. The Dow Jones average is down more than 1%. The other indices are down by just as much, if not more. Our own top 50 index, though, is still bucking trends. It smashed through the 12,000 mark yesterday, posting its third consecutive record high. It closed up 84 points, nearly 0.75% at 12,065. The New Zealand dollar is buying at 63.4 US cents and 95.8 to the Australian.
Now to other business news. Auckland Airport, better than expected outlook for the rest of the year. So what does that suggest around COVID-19? Not as bad as the market feared?
Exactly. So Auckland Airport's first half net profit is flat, in line with a 0.5% drop in passenger traffic and little change in revenue over the 6 months ended December. The chief executive of Auckland Airport, Adrian Littlewood, says the virus is expected to have some short-term effect on second half profits. That's been reflected in a $5 million drop in its full-year underlying guidance to between $260 and $270 million. However, Mr. Littlewood says the medium to longer term outlook remains strong and justifies its capital spending plans.
It's an open question about how long the coronavirus impact will last. You know, I think it's probably got some time to rumble on yet. I think we'll always go to the fundamentals. If you go to the drivers of interest in travel, the growth in the middle class in the Pacific Rim, the quality of New Zealand's tourism proposition, which I actually think is a proposition of people in place that, you know, the future tourist is actually quite interested in. I think we should be optimistic about the long term. Added to that, you know, actually I'm quite optimistic about New Zealand's long-term prospects as well.
The chief executive of Auckland Airport, Adrian Littlewood, and we'll hear more about the Auckland Airport result later in the program.
Now, pet food and pharmaceuticals, you might not necessarily think of these two things together, but it's a profitable mix for EBOS.
Yes, it is. Now, EBOS is not the most high-profile company, but it's had a spectacular few years as it's stitched together a diverse range of businesses. Retail pharmacies in Australia, wholesale pharmaceutical and medical supplies on both sides of the Tasman, pet food and the Animates pet care chain, not to mention food supplements such as Red Seal. It's had a track record of buying businesses, bolting them on and getting returns almost instantly. It added a medical device company last year and that's set to contribute. EBOS's chief executive, John Cullity, says he's keen to spend the company's $350 million war chest.
When we raised capital last year, we flagged the market that those funds would be used for additional M&A activity, particularly within the devices space. We also target areas of investment around consumer brands, and we see also further opportunities for investment in the pharmacy space.
That's John Cullity of EBOS, and we'll have more from him in the main bulletin at around 5 to 7, along with a look at what a dry exploration well in the Great South Basin means for future oil and gas exploration in New Zealand.
Thank you very much, Madison Reedy, there from our business desk.